Well, brothers and sisters, last week found us in the 16th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Now we bounce ahead two chapters. We find ourselves now in the 18th chapter of Matthew's gospel. And those words at the end should give us a lot of confidence and courage. Jesus says, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, I am present with them." So remember, everyone, Jesus is present. Offer your prayers. Offer your desires. Know that he is here. He is present among us. Okay? And where he is, there is life. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk for a moment today about order. Okay? Now, we realize there's order throughout so many things in life. We realize, brothers and sisters, there's order in nature. The sun doesn't come out during the middle of the night. The stars don't come out during the middle of the day. There's order in government. We have governors. We have a lieutenant governors. We have president. We have a vice president. There's order in the mass. What comes first, the gospel or the homily? Of course, the answer is the gospel. Imagine if I tried to preach a homily to you on a gospel that you knew nothing about. Okay? You're saying, what's this about? There's order throughout. And you know something? What I'm going to talk today about is this. Order in our lives. How does God measure greatness? Okay? So let's look at that today. First, I'm going to share a little story for you. This is a story about a youth leader, everyone, and one of his youth. They played racquetball, and at the end of five sets, everyone, the youth had defeated the youth leader rather handily. So there they find themselves, everyone, in the shower area, and this youth is blowing and bragging, "I beat you. I beat you." He says, "Look at this. Look at these muscles. Look at my six-pack." All right? He says, "I work out 2 hours a day to make myself this great muscular human being." Well, after a while, the youth leader said, yeah. Finally got tired of it. So when he finally got a chance to speak, he speaks up and he asks him this question. "So, say you spend 2 hours a day on your muscles, how long every day do you spend on your soul?" Embarrassingly, he answered, "About 2 minutes." He said, "Ah." So let me tell you something. If you're lucky, you'll live to 100 years old. When you die, I guarantee you this. They're going to put you in the ground. They're going to put dirt over you. And they're going to go back someplace, and they're going to eat potato salad and dessert. He said, "I've gone to so many funerals," he said, "it's unbelievable." And he says, "You want to know something? How many times do you think anybody has preached on six packs?" "I never have." You know why? Most people just don't care. So if greatness isn't found in this, if it isn't found in this, where is it found? That's the beauty of Matthew chapter 18. There are five beautiful stories, and each one of us adds a little piece to the puzzle of how we can find order in our life, greatness in our life. We're going to go through these, and we're going to go through them quickly, so stay on the ball today. All right, we're going to look at the five stories in Matthew chapter 18, and they're going to teach us something about greatness and where greatness should be found in our lives. Okay, story number one. Jesus is asked, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Now imagine if we were all there, okay? Every one of us. We would all want Jesus to say, "Oh, please, Jesus, say me." There's James, there's John, there's Peter, and they all want to say, "Oh, it's got to be me." But you know what Jesus does? Jesus takes a child, puts it in the midst of them, and he says this: "Whoever humbles himself like a child is greatest in the kingdom of God." Rule number one: greatness is found in our ability to humble ourselves. Humility. Story number two. You've heard the gospel, everyone. Kind of graphic. Your hand causes you a problem, what do you do with it? Cut it off. Foot causes you a problem, what do you do with it? Cut it off. Your eye causes you a problem, what does he tell you to do? Gouge it out. It's graphic. He says this, it's better for you to go into heaven maimed or with one eye than to go with two eyes into Gehenna. But you know what that story's about? Here it is, leading another to sin. That's the second rule. Greatness is found in this, never leading another into sin. Never leading another down the occasion to sin. Okay, story number three. Jesus asks his disciples then, what is your opinion? Okay, there's that story of the 100 sheep in here. Jesus says this, you have 100 sheep, one of them leaves. How many of you wouldn't leave the 99 and go in search of the other? You know the honest answer? I wouldn't. Why? What good does it do to come back and only have 50 left? Now, that thinking may be right, but what he's trying to do here is to get us to think as God does. So this is the third rule, everyone, of greatness. Greatness is found not in thinking the way we think, but in the way God thinks. And that means we do everything in our power to bring people back, yes, even one, to the faith, to the flock, to the church. Anything we can. Story number four. Who asked this question? I'm going to ask you this question. Lord, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? Who asked that? It's my first name. Peter does. Okay? This is the way it goes. Lord, how many times must I forget my brother? Then he throws it right in there. Seven times? Okay, listen to that. He doesn't stop with, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother? Okay, and let Jesus answer. He throws in there seven times. Seven times? What does that tell you? Well, maybe Jesus wants to know how many times, but maybe, or maybe Peter wants to know how many times, but maybe Peter is struggling forgiving someone. And you know, he said, I've tried it and tried it and tried it. I haven't gotten any place. Is that enough? And what does Jesus say? How many times do we forgive? The old translation was 70 times, seven times. The new translation says 77 times. It doesn't matter. Rule number four. Greatness is found in forgiving without ever counting the cost. So don't bring a clicker to Mass and sit there and say, all right, today I prayed once for forgiveness, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times, I'm done. Okay? We never count the cost. Which leads us to today's gospel. Let's talk a little bit about opposites today. What is the opposite, everyone, of left? The opposite of left is what? Right. The opposite of up is what? What's the opposite of love? Well, that's what a lot of people think. But in many ways, too, many people say this. The opposite of love is actually indifference. We see the hurricane victims down there, you know, and I don't care. Very interesting. I get the idea of hate too, but think about that. The opposite of love is indifference. What is the opposite of action? It is inaction. Now, let's look at today's gospel. Okay? My brother hurts me, and I do have a brother. Okay? So what do, everyone? I go into this gigantic tirade about what my brother has done. I'm upset. You can feel it, everyone. We've been there. You can see it. You can see it in me, in my voice. You can hear it. You can see it in my face. I'm so angry at my brother. And who am I saying this to? Ha! Somebody else. Without ever going to my brother. You know what that is? That is inaction. That's inaction. And that's the fifth rule. Rule number five is this. Greatness is found constructively going face to face with the one who has hurt you and try to make things right. Point out a fault and make things right. There you have them. Five rules of greatness in our life. You know, in closing, everyone, if you ever watch a judge, everyone, when he takes his gavel and he starts to smash it, what does that mean? What does he say? Order, order, order. What's that mean? Let's get things right. Here are the five rules in one word each. Action, forgiveness, humility, willpower, and holiness. Chapter 18 teaches is where order is found in our lives. Let's pray that center our lives, everyone. Let's feed our soul today as we once again celebrate the power of our sacred mysteries.